The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, everyone.
Hola a todos.
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie. And welcome back to Cuento Crimen Podcast.
Well, we're back. I don't know. Maybe y'all like, pues nunca se fueron. But behind the scenes, last week, we actually took the week off. Mm-hmm. If you follow us on Instagram, you probably saw we went on a little lunch date.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice and cute.
So yeah,
I got to see the baby.
I think it was a much needed break.
Mm-hmm.
We had plans to record, we always do, but we were like, you know, like, we deserve a break.
Yeah.
It's much needed to hang out with my friend. Mm-hmm. You know, usually it's always podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I feel like I really needed that. So,
and we actually, I am proud of ourselves because we didn't talk about the podcast last week. I mean, like, obviously, like, a little to-dos, yeah, like, during the week, but majority of the time it was like us catching up as friends.
Yeah.
So that was kind of, not kind of, but that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was, yeah, much needed.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all didn't really notice that because you still get an episode every week because we try to be ahead of the schedule
because
things happen. I mean, sometimes we do take breaks because it's like, you know, maybe one of us was exposed to COVID or there's a holiday, a birthday.
And just an, like, emergency.
Yes, an emergency. So we do take breaks and y'all never really see it because we have episodes like pre-recorded, but we've never taken a break to just hang out.
Yeah.
As a break. Like, we chose to take a break.
So. We did decide. Yep. It was our decision. Yeah. And also, like, I feel like Steph, you and I are very much like overthinkers. And so trust us, y'all. Like, in order for us to take a break, it means we're good. Like,
yeah,
it means that we're set with the podcast. Like, we would not jeopardize it. Like, missing a Wednesday for you all.
Yeah.
So just know we take, like, it's that saying, we work hard, but we play hard too, you know? So.
Yeah, we definitely had, like, the ability to take it off, you know?
And
we
made sure. Yeah, and we did. And, like, this is also, like, a reminder to everyone out there listening. Like, please take care of yourself. Take a break when you feel like you need to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the holidays are coming, yes, and it can be a hard time for some of us. So just make sure you take what you need. And just remember, you're not alone. You have Steph and I. So if you're ever feeling down, just come listen to us.
That's,
you know,
so true. Usually I'm more like, let's work, and like, mm-hmm, keep getting ahead, right?
Yeah.
And this time around, I was so quick to say, like, yes. Like,
honestly, yeah. The fact that I don't know, Steph, you were like, are we still recording? And I was like, it kind of sounds like Steph doesn't want to record. And I was like, do you want to take the day off? And she's like, yes. And I was like, okay. Like, someone needs the day off, yeah, because Stephanie can push through, but, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, just make sure you take what you need, whatever it might be. So, yeah.
But anyways, we're here for another true crime case, mm-hmm, this week.
They're probably like, okay, y'all get to it. But see, we have another episode for today. And you probably already saw, like, the minutes. It is a bit of a short case today. Pero de todas maneras, es muy importante compartir este caso porque la persona responsable has yet to be found. Mm-hmm. So there is still a person of interest out there.
I hate having to say that the person who commits, like, these crimes, mm-hmm, they're still free, like, among us. Like, we don't know it.
Yeah.
Like, they could be in the same, like, you know, environment as us.
It's like you go to the mall and you just don't know what that person next to you committed. Okay, like a little sidetrack, but there's also like a saying that like when you go to a mall, about 7 people out of all the people you see are actually ghosts. I don't
really?
Know. Really? Yeah. Sorry, I don't know. That's going to be a whole like side conversation. But yeah, I heard something like that.
I thought you were going to say like 7 people like in there are like murderers.
I mean, they could be 2. No, I just know about ghosts. That's a high number. But anyways, yeah. But no, it is scary though. Because like if this person did this crime once, yeah. What is going to stop them from doing it again? Mm-hmm. So, de todas maneras, this is exactly why we share these cases, because they need attention. Y entonces, ahora vamos a hablar sobre el caso de Elizabeth Barraza, que era una muchacha joven who was just enjoying a Friday morning when all of a sudden she encountered trouble.
Antes de empezar, queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar sobre temas sensibles. We would like to give you all a heads up because we will be talking about sensitive topics.
Y también queremos decir que hablamos sobre estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. Let's begin. So, como siempre, vamos a empezar con quién era esta persona. So, Elizabeth Barraza tenía 29 años y ella vivía en la ciudad chiquita que se llamaba Tomball, Texas. And this was a suburb area, like, it was known to be a relatively nice and quiet neighborhood.
Elizabeth vivía con su esposo Sergio y sus perritos. Y leímos que, you know, it was a loving relationship and no one ever expressed any red flags. Mm-hmm. And everyone just had good things to say about them.
Yeah, which is a good sign. Y ellos dos tenían ya 5 años de casados. And they had actually already planned a vacation to Orlando's Universal Studios for their 5th year anniversary because they both loved Harry Potter. And so they were planning on visiting the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. That's what it's called, right? Yeah. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Sounds really exciting.
It does, yeah.
You know, hardcore Harry Potter fans.
Right.
You know. But unfortunately, that never happened because el 25 de enero del año 2019, Elizabeth was murdered right in front of her house. And this was only 2 days before they were leaving for their trip.
Imagine, like, ya estás lista, like, you're nice and you're ready, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, like,
you have everything set, you know, like, they have dogs. I'm assuming they, like, mm-hmm. have people who are going to take care of them. And, like, if they work, they already asked for the days off. And
yeah.
now they're more, like, trying to pack and get everything sorted out. Like, that's, like, exciting when you're about to go on a trip.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, at least Sergio, like, his life changed completely. Mm-hmm. And I think this, like, it's tragic what happened. And I think this is a reminder que uno nunca sabe what life has in store for us. We were saying, like, they were planning for a trip, but Elizabeth never made it alive. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's so sad. And it's, I don't know, heartbreaking and gives mm-hmm. me chills. So lo que pasó esa mañana fue el viernes 25 de enero, Elizabeth was actually setting up a garage sale. And apparently this was something that, you know, she would do annually. I'm sure she probably purged at home and was like, hey, I'm just going to sell what I can. Yes,
like,
right?
Some sort of like spring cleaning.
Right, right? Yeah. So my mom does it all the time.
Yeah. And at this time, she decided to set up a garage sale. And it was last minute, maybe just to get some extra cash for her mm-hmm. trip or to clean. Like, there's so many reasons. Or like, it's an annual thing and she yeah. just wanted to get it done then because yeah. it's like, I don't know.
I mean, why not?
Like, she has her reasons why she wanted to do a garage yeah. sale that day.
So yeah, she did do that. Since it was last minute, it's important to note that because she didn't get time to advertise. So it wasn't like a big crowd was coming to this yard sale. Like, you know what I mean? Like, ella no lo estaba advertising.
Yes.
So it's like very few people knew. So it was just kind of like freelance. Like, let's see.
Yeah, it's like the people who are driving by that sees the
yeah.
one sign, 2 signs that she put up kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Y esa mañana, Sergio se alistó y como a las 6:48 de la mañana, él salió a su trabajo. He worked for a flooring company installing carpet. So, you know, it was just a regular Friday night for him, probably, you know, his last day of work before heading out.
Mm-hmm. And so at this time, Elizabeth is up and she is getting things ready, setting up for the day, for the garage sale that she has planned. But 4 minutes after Sergio drives away, a black truck pulls up across the street. Y se ve que una persona se baja de the truck, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, people park all the time. Could have been somebody coming in. But the strange thing, and all of this was seen on a surveillance video that was outside of Elizabeth's home. And so, yes, the person comes out. And automatically something that stood out was that this person leaves the engine running while they get off. So that automatically assumes that they're not there to park and they're not there to stay long, right?
Yeah. And at this time, it's pretty early in the morning. So like Elizabeth is, honestly, I would assume maybe just setting up, right? Yeah. Getting boxes out, putting tables up. And
yeah, it's like not even seven.
Yeah, it's like really early. So... Mm-hmm. So in the video, we see that this person goes over to Elizabeth y se ven que los dos están hablando for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Then out of nowhere, super shocking, we see Elizabeth taking a step back.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Hey everyone, Jahaira here, y este episodio de Cuento Crimen Podcast es presentado por McDonald's. El McRib ha vuelto, pero esta es su tour de despedida. Like a band that's had 4 farewell tours, we never know if this means it's gone for good. Es momento de celebrar este sandwich icónico, from its tangy barbecue sauce to its tart pickles. No te olvides de agarrar servilletas cuando te comas tu último McRib. Ya sea para limpiarte las lágrimas o la salsita barbecue. Enjoy every single saucy bite like it's your last McRib ever. El tour de despedida del McRib está pasando en McDonald's. The McRib Farewell Tour is happening now at McDonald's. So make sure that you run to your nearest McDonald's and you order yourself a McRib.
Since 1985, ACED has helped aspiring Latino students achieve their dreams of going to college. But despite students' unwavering desire for progress, they still feel lost and powerless, making the need for support greater than ever. And that means it's time to hacer more.
We want to get Latino students to believe in themselves again and apply by inspiring them through Katia Echazarreta, the first Mexican-born woman to go to space, and convincing them that McDonald's can help them achieve their college dreams with the steady support of ACER.
Since 1985, McDonald's has given over $33 million in scholarships.
And now this year, McDonald's is giving away $500,000 in scholarships. That means that you can win one of the 30 scholarships, meaning you can win a scholarship for up to $100,000.
Follow your dreams. Go further like Katia Echazarreta. Apply to McDonald's ACER National Scholarship.
To apply to the McDonald's ACER National Scholarship, visit mcdonalds.com/ACER. Apply now, porque uno nunca sabe. Se puede ganar.
And now back to the episode.
And then that's when the individual in front of her pulls out a gun and fires 3 shots to her chest.
In the video, you can also see that after these shots, Elizabeth se cayó al suelo y hasta la persona then walks up to her and fires a last shot to her head. Y después esta persona se va corriendo and gets back inside the truck. And leaves.
And I think, I don't know, that's scary because clearly this person had the motive of killing her. Elizabeth's neighbor, Candy Ellis, was the one who called police after having have heard the shots. Y cuando los paramédicos llegan, Elizabeth todavía está viva. And she was rushed to the Memorial Hermann Hospital, where just a few hours she passed away.
Todo fue muy rápido y muy triste. Y lo peor de todo es que la persona responsable está libre. This person can be anyone and can be anywhere and can do it again because it just seems it happened so fast. Like, yeah. I wonder what they talked about. Like, this person did not hesitate to, like,
Or just like, what's the motive?
Yeah.
Along with that, like this person being free, it also sucks because in the investigation, like there is no person of interest. Nadie tiene ni idea de quién esta persona podría haber sido o por qué le quisieron hacer esto a Elizabeth.
And of course, investigators started looking into this. They asked Sergio if he had any idea who this was, but he claims that he has no one in mind. He claims que él no sabe quién podría hacer esto. Mm-hmm. And I think like this is a good question because like, is there anyone that has like problems with you, Sergio, or your wife,
exactly,
or anyone in the family? Like, is there anyone that is resentful for some reason? So like, that's a good question to ask.
Like, could this be some sort of revenge?
Yeah, but it seems like, you know, they were just a couple that kept to themselves. Like, they didn't have problems with anyone.
They seem unproblematic. But there are two factors that investigators took note of. So the first thing was that Elizabeth seemed to pause lo que estaba haciendo cuando notó que la camioneta se estaba estacionando, right? Like, ella estaba arreglando cosas y luego la troca se ve in the shot, pues, you know, in the video. And then Elizabeth kind of stops. But I feel like that could also just, you know, have been a natural instinct. Like, mm-hmm. Nomás estaba fijando. But some people believe that she could have done that because she recognized the truck and she knew that trouble was coming.
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. Like, part of me does think que sí conocían a esta persona porque se me hace muy random for it to have happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the motive had been robbery, I get it. Maybe there was no connection y a lo mejor, like, ella nomás se quedó viendo a mm-hmm. ver quién era. But, her yard sale wasn't out yet.
Yeah.
And then Sergio had just left 4 minutes before this person pulled up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they were watching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it could be a combination of both mm-hmm. because I feel like if my neighbor even pulls up and I know it's my neighbor, you naturally just look over and stop what you're doing.
Right, yeah.
Like, if you're putting in groceries inside your house and, like, your neighbor gets home, you pause and you just
acknowledge. It's a human thing, yeah.
So I think maybe a combination of that and, like, it being maybe a suspicious truck, right?
Yeah.
And that early in the morning, it's not like a good hour to have visitors, right? Your neighbors aren't going to have visitors at like 7 a.m., I would assume. Yeah. So I guess a combination of both.
Maybe. Could be.
Another thing to note is que los investigadores creen que esta persona that was inside the truck who committed this crime mm-hmm. era una mujer because of their size.
Yeah. And I think that's important to know because I try to be like, you know, have that unbiased. Clear in mind. Unbiased. There you go. Unbiased. That's the word. And so, I don't know. When I first was like searching this case, I automatically thought a man mm-hmm. shot her. And I was like, wait, no. Pudo haber hecho mujer. Like, yeah. Mujeres también cometen crímenes. So that was really interesting. And I'm glad that they noted that.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think, statistically, yes, men are most likely to commit these type of crimes. But it's something to note. This reminds me, I know it's completely different, but like, honestly, I think it was like within our top five episodes that we released
mm-hmm.
2 years ago.
Dang, 2 years ago.
Yeah. We talked about Sandra Cantu and her murderer was a woman.
Yeah.
And like, we talked about that where no one really expected it to be a woman, but it turned out, you know,
to be a woman.
To be a woman.
That is crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Y honestamente, la muerte de Elizabeth dejó a toda la comunidad sin palabras. Como mencionamos en el principio del episodio, like, this was a very safe neighborhood. Like, las personas vivían allí porque era calmado el área, porque, you know, they wanted to feel safe. And so, all of a sudden, hearing how someone was murdered in front of their homes, it definitely shook the entire neighborhood. I don't know, I feel like it was just also very frustrating porque, like, that's it. Like, there's literally no leads. Like, they have the video and they have the image of the person, but you don't have a clear face.
Yeah.
And like I said, no one has been arrested. No one knows.
Yeah. I mean, was it a crime of opportunity or did this person, I don't know. Like, this, I don't know. It's just so many unanswered questions
mm-hmm.
and no evidence. All we know is that this person was driving a Nissan Frontier Pro 4X in black and possibly a woman.
And then I don't think that they like got a license plate, huh? Porque nunca mencionaron nada. So we just want to assume that they just weren't able to get that information. Mm-hmm. The Houston Crime Stoppers also have a $20,000 reward for anyone who might have any clues on Elizabeth's case.
Like we said, this case is on the shorter side, but Elizabeth's killer is still out there. Y la familia de Elizabeth todavía está esperando respuestas y justicia for, you know, Elizabeth, you know, someone part of their family. And so that's the reason why we want to share her case and also a quote from Elizabeth's dad. And I quote, "My daughter, Liz, spent her life healing and spreading love and cheer to all of those around her, even total strangers," end quote.
It's so heartbreaking. Yeah. Escuchar también palabras de la familia, because I feel like, you know, here we are talking about true crimes, you know, and like different cases and stuff. And I feel like that's one thing that we try to do here at our podcast. Like, we try to make it as intimate as possible because, you know, at the end of the day, it's not just Elizabeth's case. It's like, she was a person. She was a daughter. She was a wife. She was a friend.
A dog mom.
Yeah. So it's like, these are real people going through these experiences. Yeah.
I really do like including quotes from the family because, you know, like, we're sharing their case, right? So, and then you also get to learn a little bit more about Elizabeth. Like, I don't know. She's like, seems a very loving person, and not only to her close friends and family, but also to strangers.
Yeah.
And that just lets you know a little bit more about her. Exactly, I think that's nice to always include.
Yeah. And también porque pues la familia todavía está, you know, like grieving their daughter and just wondering who this person was. And so anyways, on our Instagram post, we will try to include a picture of the surveillance video. Just, you know, like I said, it's not very clear to see the face, but hey, who knows? Sometimes we can even recognize someone by a posture or something. So we definitely do want to just advise you all to take a look. Porque como decimos, uno nunca sabe. And even though this is such a big world, at the same time, it's a very small one. And you just never know who might know.
If you have any information on Elizabeth's case, or if you recognize a person on the video, please give Tom Bell Police Department a phone call at 281-351-5451.
Si alguien tiene información sobre el caso de Elizabeth, por favor de llamar al Tom Bell Police Department al 281-351-5451. Acuérdense que cualquier cosita puede ayudar, and obviously the goal is always to just bring justice and bring the person responsible up to the front. And yeah, that was all for Elizabeth's case. Like we mentioned, please give a look over at our Instagram post and just share it. That's all we can really ask. Just share and get her name out there and her case out there. It's been years now, and the person responsible is still out there. So we should keep that in mind.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we'll see y'all next week.